first few days going, meeting everybody?
Yeah, it's going good. You know, I knew some of the guys that were here, and you know, meeting some of the guys I didn't know. So it's been fun. You know, we've been working hard. So, you know, it's the start of a new season. So I think everybody's excited about that.
Obviously, this Brandon thing's been in the news. It affects you in some ways because he's obviously going to miss at least the rest of the offseason program. How do you react to that? I mean, is there more on you now as you're a new player just trying to get acclimated?
No, I think, I mean, he'll be fine for training camp and, you know, when the season really starts and we get underway and everything. And, you know, he's going to do everything that he can in his power to get back as soon as he can. So, you know, I think the key is that he'll be back, you know, ready for training camp, ready for the season. And I think everybody else is just going to have to, you know, just wait it out. And, you know, when he gets back, he'll be back.
In a strange way, in terms of your preparation, does it help because you'll probably get a lot more reps in the off season in the offense than, you know, if he was here? I mean, I'm not saying you wanted that to happen, but I mean.
I mean, honestly, we don't even play the same position technically. So as far as that goes, you know, I mean, it could. You know, I could be moving over or, you know, doing a number of different things. But, you know, for me, you know, I'm really just trying to get acclimated in offense and learn and, you know, and just trying to get adjusted. But like I said, the key is, you know, is he'll be fine. You know, he's going to be the guy once the season starts. So it's not a secret or a mystery or anything like that as far as his status with the offense or, you know, with the team.
How do you think you fit in this offense? What do you think your strength is going to be?
I mean, you know what, honestly, it's hard for me to say, you know, because, you know, I don't really know. I haven't really been here long enough to kind of predict or, you know how they do certain game plans or, you know, run the offense, so to speak. But I know that there's, you know, there's a number of guys that, that are surrounded, you know, on the offense that could, you know, be a good offense, you know, and I'm just trying to learn and, you know, do my job and, you know, make plays. I mean, that's what the game is about. It's about making plays. So, you know, I'm just, you know, that's the goal. That's what I want to do, really.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe I should ask, what are your strengths, do you think, as a receiver?
I mean, I try to be complete. I mean, I think that's every receiver's goal is to be a complete receiver, you know, to run great routes, catch the ball, block, you know, be able to, you know, do all the things, whether it's underneath, vertically. I mean, and that's one thing I've tried to, you know, pattern myself and try to do, you know, and it's one of those situations where, you know, you just got to do what you're asked to do. I mean, everybody's not going to be asked to do the same thing. So we'll wait and see, you know, what my role will be and everything like that.
Gary, did the inconsistent play at quarterback in Carolina hurt you at all? I mean, after having such a good rookie season.
I mean, it's part of football, really. I mean, you know, injuries and, you know, different players and things like that. But I mean, it was just a situation I had to deal with. And you know, I did play with a number of great quarterbacks, and I mean, we all got work in the summertime and practice and things like that. So. You know, I'm not really one to try to blame it or pin it on a certain factor other than myself, really. So, you know, I just kind of leave it at that, really. But, you know, it was a fact that, you know, we did have a lot of injuries, a lot of different quarterback situations past year, especially. And that was the first time in my career that really I had to deal with something like that. But that's life and it's football, so.
Has it been frustrating for you since your rookie year? I mean, you had obviously your takeoff after rookie year, and then for, you know, a number of factors after that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess statistically, on a personal level, it's been frustrating, but it's not really about me as an individual, you know, about, you know, me wanting to do certain things on a personal level. Realistically, my second year, you know, my numbers weren't as good as they were my first year, but we went to the NFC Championship game, and, you know, we won a lot of games, and you know, so, I mean, all those things factor in, and, you know, really the game is about winning, and, you know, it's about trying to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, I guess on a personal level, I mean, everybody's goal is to play and to play well and to play on a high level. So, on a personal level, so to speak, you know, it was kind of disappointing, but on the other side, it was like I was still doing things that, you know, I was asked to do, and, you know, I was still involved on a pretty decent team and stuff like that.
So Brandon and Scheffler went with Cutler for 6 weeks in Atlanta and worked out.
Man,
so
I know.
You got a lot of swag. You're going to have to throw the quarterback's weight again on his good side now. That's a lot.
Man, I wish I would been able to get down there, but, you know, maybe definitely next offseason or maybe at the end of this offseason, you know, we'll all hook up and do some things. But, I mean, I feel like that's good. You know, I've been on I play with a number of great quarterbacks, and they all do those type of things, you know, whether it's, you know, getting up with the receivers or throwing all the time in the summer and off season and things like that. So, I mean, that's good that they, you know, kind of went out and did that on their own type thing. So, I'm excited, you know, because I like to be around guys like that.
Do you, you're obviously out there with Coach Tuden and pushing sleds and running and doing all kinds of stuff. Have you thrown the ball at all? Have you count the ball from Jay at all in the last few days?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't. So, I think possibly we might do that next week.
Gary, I believe when you first got here, one of the things you mentioned was Rod Smith. You talked about how great of a player he was. Have you had a chance to talk to him, or what was it about him that you maybe wanted to pattern some of your game out?
I mean, when I came here on my visit, I got an opportunity to meet him. And, you know, we talked football, we talked life. And for me, it was kind of a blessing in disguise to be able to be around him and to kind of hear some of the stories they shared with me and some of the circumstances and things like that, you know, that might have been a little similar. But, I mean, obviously as a fan of football, I've always followed his career and liked his game. And, you know, I received a couple compliments, you know, I believe compliments when, you know, people said, or some people in the organization said that I could have a Rod Smith type career or, you know, season or things like that. So to me, I mean, those are definitely big shoes to fill, but, you know, I'm up to it. And, you know, I'm just glad he's still going to be around and to help me out and help me develop and grow as a player and a person, really.